It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Morena, Mayor Phil Goff, how are you this morning?
Morena, Rachel, I'm good, thank you very much. I hope you noticed the Harbour Bridge and the Sky Tower and the museum proudly lit up in the Ukrainian colours of yellow and blue last night. So, it's really frustrating where there's not much we can do from our distance to physically support the Ukrainians, but this is a symbol of our solidarity with people whose country has been invaded without provocation and without justification. So, it's for the Ukrainian community in Auckland and for the people that are currently in their bomb shelters and suffering a true loss of freedom, much more than what the protesters are talking about in New Zealand.
Well, let's get that one over and done with, I guess. Let's talk about the protest at the Domain, or the attempted protest at the Domain. There was a march across the Harbour Bridge on Saturday, and then an attempt to set up a camp as part of the convoy protests we've seen in Pōneke, an Auckland version of that. And Auckland Council responded by closing the Domain. Is it still closed? What's going on there at the moment?
Yeah, the road into it's closed. You can go in by bike or on foot. And the reason that it's closed is because we don't want the encampment expanding. We don't want people using vehicles to bring further tents and equipment in. And, actually what we do want is the protesters to pack up their tents and go. Nobody is allowed to camp in the Domain. Be lovely, I'm sure, for freedom campers to go up there and camp out all over the place. The Domain is there for everybody to use and enjoy, and it's not there for people to camp. That's against the bylaws. The protesters are in breach of the bylaws. And, in due course, trespass orders will be issued on those protesters.
We've also heard from Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei that they would like the protesters to move on as well. What are the discussions happening with Mana Whenua at the moment to resolve this situation?
Yeah, look, there are some individuals there claiming that they're there on behalf of Mana Whenua. Both the Ngāti Whātua and Ngāti Poa have distanced themselves completely from the demonstration. Ngāti Whātua have been just exemplary in the work that they've done promoting vaccination and trying to keep their people safe. And they're affronted by people that come on without any authority from them and without support from them to claim to be representing iwi in the protest there. So it's the same as in Wellington, actually. Mana Whenua in Wellington are appalled at how their protocols have been broken, the damage that's being done to the environment, with people tipping sewerage from camper vans into the stormwater drains, and the behaviour of people down there. Most iwi wouldn't want a bar of that element of this protest movement that is far right, the conspiracy theory, tin hat wearing folk that are living on a different planet from us.
Well, let's talk about some good COVID news then. Australians can come to Aotearoa now without having to isolate and without having to get through MIQ. We heard the changes to the isolation rules just yesterday as well. And what's been the response you've heard? I mean, it's going to be big for people visiting family and friends, but also what is the response for tourism? Because that's been a big concern for Tāmaki.
Yeah, it's ironic, isn't it, that the bad news of Omicron becomes the good news that you can now open up the borders because there is no point in having MIQ at the borders for people that are vaccinated. I think the MIQ played a hell of an important role at the time when nobody was vaccinated. It stopped people dying in New Zealand. When we had Delta, it stopped people from dying, and we'd just about wiped Delta out. It was down to 7 new cases in Auckland. But with Omicron, as with everywhere else in the world, there was ultimately no way to stop it. So if you've got 15,000 cases in the community and 16 cases coming in the border, there is no point in saying to people, you've got to isolate for a period of time.
So how have people been responding to it? Are people happy to hear about this change? What's been the general feedback you've been hearing?
The government has acted on the advice of Professor Skeggs and the advisory group, and they've come to the conclusion that I think all of us have come to, that MIQ, stopping New Zealanders coming back with, you know, unless they can get a slot in isolation in MIQ, doesn't serve any purpose. So I think people will be understanding of why this change has been made. It doesn't materially worsen our situation with COVID, and it does allow, as you know, all of us, including the government, wanted to see, you know, families being able to be reunited, people to be able to spend time with friends and family, and I think what it does to, for your last point about tourism and international students, I would have to add into that, it will bring forward the time when we open up to tourists now. You know, people say we want certainty, but of course we live in an age of uncertainty and we don't know what the next variant of COVID is going to look like. And if the, you know, just hypothetically speaking, and I hope to hell this doesn't happen, but hypothetically, if the next variant was even more lethal and not responsive to the protection of vaccination, then you'd have to look at whether you reverse that position. But right now, I think it's a sensible thing to open up the borders, and I welcome the fact that, you know, all of those folk that have been wanting to come back to New Zealand for so long now have the opportunity to do so. And if things, you know, say we just have Omicron, you know, then that does give us a chance to get our tourist industry back, our international students back. We need to stay highly vaccinated. We need to follow the sensible precautions. But the purpose of being closed off from the world has now passed.
Well, let's talk a wee bit about Home Ground now, which is a really cool new thing that the Auckland City Mission has established. Te Tāpui Atawhai, that is their new building for the Auckland City Mission. It's open now. And what's the kaupapa of this, and what's the goal for this new building?
Well, look, this is a fantastic good news story, and it's nice to have a good news story in the troubled times that we live. I attended the opening of the Pōwhiri, the dawn ceremony for Home Ground. Home Ground is run by Auckland City Mission. It's a fantastic organisation, Auckland City Mission, and the work that it does for hugely disadvantaged people in Auckland. And they've replaced their pretty awful old buildings there that were kind of more than a century old, with a fit-for-purpose new building. I think it's the biggest wooden building in the Southern Hemisphere, actually. It's 9 stories high. It contains 80 permanent apartment homes for people who have been sleeping rough or who are on the social housing register. They're beautiful little apartments, you know, kind of a bed sit, but with their own ensuite. With you know, you can go out. There's usually a little terrace out so that you can get fresh air. They also have 2 floors dealing with people who are suffering from addiction, so that they we have some managed withdrawal services, or more commonly known as detox services. So the Waitemata District Health Board Community Alcohol and Drug Services manage the medical floor, and there are 25 rooms for patients seeking to overcome an addiction, and the social side of it is managed by Auckland City Mission. There's also community dining facilities. There are facilities that will be open to the public if you want to rent them out. The design is fantastic. The building is beautiful, and it's making a huge contribution to a real social need in the city.
It is awesome to see this, and we have talked a lot in the last 2 years about the impact of COVID on the homeless community here in Tāmaki Makaurau, and it's become a much more visible problem than I think we've seen in the city centre in the past. Is the, I guess, the City Mission and the Auckland Council anticipating that this is going to be able to support quite a large part of this community, or what are the goals or the hopes for this new site?
Yeah, look, I think we're all realistic about it. I was talking to some people up in Karangahape Road last year, and they said, you know, when we housed all the people that were sleeping rough in K Road, what we were finding is that there were new groups coming in, either from other parts of the city or even other parts of the country. So as long as you've got the difficulties that we face in the housing market, there'll be people out on the street. But it's not just a housing problem, of course. It is it's a problem associated with mental health. It's a problem associated with addiction. So this won't solve all of the problems, but it will really help, you know, having those 80 different departments. This is why council has put money into it, why government has put a whole lot of money into it, but also the private sector. To be fair to the private sector, they've come to the party and they've assisted. And we've been blessed with two really good Auckland City missioners, Chris Farrelly and now Helen Robinson. And, you know, I've got real confidence in how they'll run that facility. So it will make a difference. It will help hugely. But by itself, it doesn't solve the problem because, you know, solving this problem is requires a much wider range of measures that we have to take. Yeah.
Well, it's a very good piece of news nonetheless. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Mayor Phil Goff. I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday and we will talk to you again next week.
Okay, look forward to it, Rachel. Ka kite anō.
Ka kite anō.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Thank you.